Adam? Did he name all the animals?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known Bible conference speaker on the authority of the Bible from its very first verse. Well, the Bible, of course, Ken, says that Adam named all the animals on the sixth day of creation. But how was he able to do it in one day and then remember all their names?
Well, actually, Mark, Adam didn't have to name all the animals. The Bible limits the number of animals he had to name, and they're only land animals, and he didn't name the creeping things. And there's something else we need to understand. Just because we don't have the brain power to come up with names of many animals God created, who says Adam couldn't? You see, Adam had a perfect brain. We don't because our brain has suffered from thousands of years of sin and the curse, and frankly, we're nowhere near as intelligent as Adam. But think about this. Our brain is considered to be the most complicated structure in the entire universe. It's far more complicated than the most advanced supercomputer we have today. And remember, it's man's brain that invents computers. When God first made Adam's brain with a perfect memory, it would have been easy for Adam to name the kinds of land animals from the specific groups God brought to him and to remember the names. If our own brain can make a computer to store information, then our all-powerful God can certainly make Adam's brain to do much more.
One of the largest rooms in our new Creation Museum deals with the account of Adam naming the animals in the garden. Find out more about the museum and its walk-through history by going to our website, answersradio.com.